You are listening to the Vital MX post-race show, presented by Decal Works.
Chase Sexton, Seattle, incredible night. Would have been better if you won, of course, but I feel like you can still leave here happy enough because this was another step forward after Indy.
Yeah, it hasn't been an easy climb back to where I need to be, but I think every week I've made little adjustments, and not only with the bike, but also myself, and it's gotten me to a point now where I'm back in the fight. Not close in the championship, but I feel like I'm fighting for wins now, which is nice. I'm not gonna lie, it's not fun coming to the races and getting eighth place, sixth place. So we're back in the fight, and I felt really comfortable. We made a big bike change, made a bike change for the heat race. It's fast in the heat race, stalled a lot tonight. I think that's three times I stalled it tonight. In the heat race and twice in the main.
You stalled it twice in the main?
In that rhythm section where I made that mistake. I stalled it.
Okay, I don't think I realized that.
Yeah. Two stall. I lost like 8 seconds between those stalls.
Yeah, that's not normal. Like, surely something causes that. No?
Well, the first one led to the second one. Because the first one, I caught my rear brake. That's why I stalled it. And right. The second, it bent my rear brake. So the second time, it caught the rut and stalled it.
Right.
So like one.
So we've got issues, basically.
We had issues out there, yeah. But no, it was I lost probably like 5 seconds one lap, and I came right back to his rear wheel, and I felt really comfortable. And tonight was I would say I'm in a better mood because tonight was the first time I had fun in racing since the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
So that's positive.
And two hole shots, which is incredible considering where you were a week ago.
It's a really big flip from last week. I mean, last week we couldn't buy a start, and this week I got two hole shots. So,
did you practice like 1,000 starts this week?
I did, but even if anyone saw my practice start for the last qualifier, I was dead last.
I'm glad I didn't see that because that probably would have upset me quite a lot.
Yeah, I was dead last. So we really went into the. I was throwing everything at the fence for the heat race. And I pulled the whole shot. And then from there on, I knew I was pulling the whole shot in the main event.
Guessing like going to the line for the main event, your mindset was completely different.
I was confident. So, I mean, other than the two stalls, I rode really well. So, I wish I would have jumped the wall jump in the middle of the first, in the first like couple laps. I lost a lot of time there, probably like a second lap. But I was really good at jumping into the bottom right there and doing that. So I felt like I was at Lommel, which I've never been there. But I feel like that's what it kind of looks.
And you are a big GP guy now.
Big GP guy.
So
we're going to be up. What time is it on tomorrow?
8 a.m., 7 a.m.
I'll be home by then. So
how early is your flight?
Oh, I'm flying tonight.
Okay, so we need to hurry this up.
Yeah, we got to hurry up. So I'm going to be watching MXGP. We saw that qualifying race this morning. I woke up, first thing, watching the GPs. So track looks fun. I wish I would have raced that track. It looked really good.
And Prado just killed it.
Killed him.
I don't know what's going on.
I saw a little bit of glimpse from Jeffrey in that later stage of that race that he could be a problem.
Did you see his save?
No. I saw you tweeted about it.
Oh. He almost killed himself, Sua, and maybe some fans.
Where?
It was like going into a corner with a load of braking bumps. Did you see all the Honda guys crash?
No, but I saw they were talking about it when I was watching the race. I hadn't seen that part.
Oh.
So I know what you're talking about. It's like you come in, there's all those ruts, and it's pretty fast.
Like you got a little bit whiskey, and then Sua was just sat there. And if he hadn't, like, caught a break or whatever, Sua would have died, which would have been bad for me.
It's kind of like all three. You like hurling, Sua?
Yeah.
That would have not been good.
I've got a big team going.
You do have a big team.
Back to tonight. Did you know they were jumping the wall jump behind you?
Didn't look at the pit board one time.
Yeah, you don't do that.
No. Yeah.
So there are things to clean up.
There's definitely some things to clean up.
But could you
don't
not like
stall and look at the paperwork?
Could you not hear Webb get closer to you every single time after that?
I thought he was just really good at doing what I was doing. I don't know. And then I would jump that rhythm section after that, and I kind of pull away again. So, someone almost just got ran over by a car.
There's a lot going on.
That'd been gnarly. But yeah, I mean, tonight was a good step because I had fun. I have had fun the whole year. So that's what we have going for.
And last one. Is there going to be a lot of work done this week? Or are we actually happy enough where you can just do motos and come to St. Louis with a fresh mindset?
Yeah, I mean, I've been kind of doing that every week. We've been making small adjustments to get me more comfortable. This week we did a pretty decent amount of testing. Had some sets sent to me. and found something that was good. Now I need to ride it, and we even made a bigger change today during the race. So I kind of need to get on something that I'm comfortable on and can kind of just keep building from there. But my motos are getting better in the week, so that's good.
Yeah, Jet Lawrence, Seattle, a lot happened tonight. So let's start with the start. Yesterday you said the soft and tacky starts are your strength. I feel like this was soft and tacky, but was it not the correct soft and tacky for you?
Of course it wasn't the correct soft and tacky for me. I didn't get good starts. No, it had a bit of a secret base, slick base to it kind of thing. And I had a lot of rocks on actually too. But yeah, just my practice start was unreal, but I think that's when I was also in the loose, the tackier stuff then. But yeah, just both kind of starts just spun a bit, but luckily managing my first turn, I've been pretty good lately, thankfully. Don't know where it came from, but it's kind of started happening all of a sudden. But yeah, we still need to work on them.
Your progress early on was really impressive. Obviously, I would say even after your crash, you still could have won. Did you view it that way?
I mean, I had a look at it, but just with the kind of bent bars or the bent rubbers, basically, and kind of having that, it's a little difficult with this track. And I mean, I could have taken the risk and kept going, but just it was a smarter decision just to kind of, all right, we'll just take third instead of trying to make it into a bigger mistake, you know?
I guess the stall really put the final nail in the coffin as well.
Yeah, no, that and obviously the lap of two, it's just like, all right, that's enough science. Tonight's not the night.
How did you weigh up the risk versus the rewards with that double over the wall? It looked sketchy. Did it feel sketchy?
A few times, yeah, because it was so soft, so it really catch you and kind of stop you, but you could gain a lot of time. So definitely the first half when it was lift up, you could do it, and it was definitely pretty, the reward definitely outweighed it a lot, but at the end, no.
I feel like in a way you can be more happier with tonight than Indy, because terrible start, crashed, stalled, and realistically you probably could have still won. That in itself is quite a nice confidence boost to leave with.
Don't tell me that, because now I'm going to get more mad about it. But no, it's yes and no. I think it's all also good, because when you lose, you can learn a lot more than when you're winning. So I think it's a good learning curve.
And finally, that line in the first rhythm, the triple, 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 or whatever it was, you were one of the only guys to really grease that and get it perfect. Did that feel sketchy to you, or did that just come second nature?
I wouldn't say it comes second nature, but when I would get it clean, it definitely would go for the whole rhythm, and it would help a lot getting it clean too.
Yeah, Aaron Plessinger at Seattle. Honestly, I don't know where you started, but I feel like that was one heck of a ride for you to come back to where you were.
Yeah, man. Me and Jet, we started way back, and I think we were maybe 10th and 11th or 11th and 12th coming across the line the first time and the first lap. And yeah, man, it sucked. I felt good, rode good, but it sucks starting that far back, and I shouldn't have been there. But you know, people slid in the first corner, and I was like at the end of that, so I kind of got shuffled back, and me and Jet kind of linked up and just kind of clicked off laps. And yeah, it was a really, really good ride, and it was very needed after the last couple weeks, and I think that was my first top five in like a month, so it was really, really needed. So I rode good, almost got Jet at the end, but you know, he was obviously riding good all day, and yeah, if I was just that much closer. But no, it was a really good ride. Gives me confidence going into St. Louis, and it was fun.
We talked about your starts last week. The fact that your start was so good in the heat, does that mean you can feel better about them, or does the main event just mean you're still angry at starts?
No, I should have been, man, I should have been better in the main. I was up there, but it was, I think Adam got a wheel on me and he came over hard and kind of made me shut off. And then a lot of people just kind of dove in and everybody started sliding. And yeah, before I know it, I was back in mid pack. I was towards the front in the beginning and then just mid pack by the time we got to the jump. So it's kind of on me, and my jumps have been unreal. My execution has been unreal today, at least. And yeah, I'm not lacking in the practice of starts, to say the least. I've been doing a lot of them, and we've been figuring some stuff out, but just gotta be better in the first corner.
Well, Chase's starts were better today as well. So did the team find something this week? Like, was there actual progress made?
No, we ride at the same place, but we don't do starts together. So he does starts in a different time. So he might have figured something out. But I did do a start this week, third gear start this week.
Oh.
And that was weird. But I did it in practice, too, because it was so slick. And it was at where they dropped the gate in the start, and I came out third, so that was pretty good. But I don't think it would have worked in the main or the heat race, because it was just so – it was tacky enough to where it would maybe bog down. So if there comes a time to do a third-gear start, I've got them dialed.
Did you do the double over the wall at all in the main, or did you look at it? Did you consider it?
Yeah, I did. I saw Jet do it. And I was honestly kind of tagging along, and I was following him, kind of picking up lines. And, yeah, I started doing that, which it's a little rare for me to do that kind of stuff. But, no, it was good. It was fun. I learned some stuff from Jet, and just good lines, man. The kid's really, really smart.
Was that as sketchy as it looked going over the wall, or did it feel okay?
It felt actually okay, because I think it was so soft that we were going slow enough to where if we cased it, it wouldn't throw us over the bars. But looking, like thinking about it now, it's a little sketchy.
And last one, how nice does it feel to leave a race with some positivity, some momentum? Like you said, it's been a while.
Yeah, it feels really good. As bad as I wanted it to be a podium, it feels good. Like I said, it's my first top five in almost a month, and it's nice to get back up there and battle with the boys.
Benny Bloss, Seattle, not just tonight, but the last couple of rounds, I feel like you've made obvious progress. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's you, that's the bike, if it's a combination of both, but the wheels are definitely turning now, whereas at the first start of the year, maybe not so much.
Yeah, we struggled in the start of the year, kind of expected that, first year for the new bike, new team, but no, like you said, these last few weekends have been really good. I feel like I myself have made a lot of progress. The team, the bike has come a long way since the first couple rounds. We've made some pretty, I guess, big changes to the bike the last couple weeks, and it's been honestly nothing but great. So that has been nice. Last weekend kind of sucked. I crashed on the first lap and injured my collarbone, but thankfully we were okay and good to race some more.
Yeah, you injured your collarbone last week. People said it was broken, so I didn't even expect to see you here. So yeah. Where's that at?
Yeah, like on TV, they had showed before practice that I was out. But I'm like, nobody actually reached out to me to find out what had went on. But so first lap of the last main, or of the first main last week, crashed, went to the medic thing. They said my collarbone was broke. Flew to California Sunday morning to get it fixed if it needed to be fixed. And my doctor was like, it is not broken. I like got a joint strain, sternoclavicular joint strain, which it hurts a lot, but he said I can't really damage it anymore. So
did the pain feel like a broken collarbone, or did you already suspect that it wasn't?
I've broke my collarbone a couple times, and it honestly felt exactly like it. Like, it still hurts, but I mean, it is what it is.
You said you've made big changes or progress with a bike. What is that exactly?
Just made some stuff. Sounds silly, but drilling some holes in the side plate, and then we've changed some stuff with motor stuff, and it has made it significantly better, like right off the, as soon as you get on the gas, kind of more responsive, which has helped with my starts tremendously. It's helped on the track, and then just suspension changes, we're kind of always tweaking it, and I feel like we're really dialing in good settings that have been good and getting better on each track.
Yeah, sounds like you've just got a racier package now, best way to put it.
Yeah, definitely.
And last one, Ben Watson walked so you could run. So how good does it feel like being out there doing this well and knowing it all is thanks to him?
It feels good. Hoping they can do good tomorrow. I guess it'd be today. I don't know, in the GPs.
You've just confused me with that. But
is it?
I don't know, today, this weekend.
Yeah,
just
this weekend, they're going to do good, hopefully.
Levi Kitchen, Seattle, obviously the win was a big deal, but forget the result, you're riding all day. This must be the best day you've ever strung together, because this was something else.
Yeah, I mean, I finally just feel like I really rode like just like myself, and I mean, I've rode good the other races for sure, but I haven't put it all together, and I don't know, something about today, you know, from first practice, I felt really good on the track and knew I just needed to execute the start. The track broke down really quick, so yeah, man, I need to keep this going, and I think it'll get a little bit easier to ride like that from here on out.
I feel like people forget that you haven't won a traditional main event until tonight. So was that a bit of a mental block? Like, did that enter your mind during the main?
I wouldn't say it really entered my mind, but it's more of, I wouldn't say a mental block, but it's a huge confidence thing for me because, yeah, I've led main events and I've given the lead up plenty of times. So just to win like that, put a good 15 minutes together, it felt, I mean, it was hard. The track was tough, but like conditioning wise, like it really felt pretty easy. So yeah, it was huge for me.
You had a ridiculously big lead. Would it have actually helped you to have someone closer pushing you? Like, I'd imagine you were just alone with your thoughts out there at one point.
Well, luckily my mechanic did a good job and the whole team. They actually, the last time I got my gap was when Jordan was still up. So I thought the whole time after Jordan fell, I just kept telling myself, like, I felt like there was somebody there. And then when I got done, they're like, yeah, you won by like 22 seconds or something like that. So I was like, that's crazy. But yeah, luckily, you know, I'm glad they didn't give me a pit board that said I had that big of a lead, because that's when your mind starts going the wrong direction and things can happen fast. So
The points were obviously close coming into here. So this win has come at a crucial time. How do you feel like this will affect your just your mental state moving forward?
Oh, it's huge for me. Points or not, you know, like, I'm just taking it race by race. And just, man, nights like that are special, and they don't come easy. So, yeah, I think it was a good points night, you know, for me. It was good for a lot of people, though. I mean, RJ's still on the box, and we're pretty close now. Unfortunately, Jordan fell. I'm glad he's okay, but yeah, I'm sure it's me and RJ are pretty tight now, but I think I got a couple points on tonight, so that's good.
And last one, you were so perfect today, but what is one thing that you feel like you could have done better? Is there one part of the race that you'd like to clean up?
Actually, surprisingly, I don't know what the fans see, but the first like three laps of the main, I felt like I gave a lot away. Even though I was able to put a little bit of a gap, I still, like, I was making a lot of mistakes, so yeah, I'd like to work on that. I really showed it in the heat race. I felt super good in the heat race, but obviously the track was better. So, yeah, I just want to just keep working on those first few laps. I think in my class, and any even in 450, like those first five laps, if you can get away and mentally kind of try to break the other riders, it's huge.
Garrett Marchbanks, Seattle. On one hand, a great night, a lot of speed, podium potential. On the other hand, you must just be sick of getting bad starts.
Yeah, I don't know what to do at this point. I mean, I feel like I know in my head in practice I start decent. You know, I felt like I was starting really well in the off season, and as the season's kind of gone on, I've gone backwards with my starts. So we really need to sit down. Me and the team, I already talked about it after tonight. We're going to sit there Monday or Tuesday, really dial in the starts some more. We already did that for the last 2 weeks, and we thought we found something, but we need to find it again, and hopefully we go in the St. Louis and find some better starts, because I know the speed's there, and if I could at least start in the top five, top seven, we could definitely battle for the top position.
Do you almost think that if you didn't put so much emphasis on the starts, maybe didn't practice them for a week, it would get better? Like, are you almost overthinking the situation at this point?
I know some people are like that. I mean, for me, for instance, like in the outdoors last year, my starts were terrible at Thunder Valley. But also, I only had a week on the 450. That next day, I think it was Tuesday after Denver, I did 35, 40 starts and came out with two top five starts in High Point. So I don't think that's really my issue. I think the 450, we really found something that worked. And the 250 is just a whole different machine. I don't know what it is, but I haven't really had good starts since 2020, so we really need to sit down and figure it out, and yeah, that's all I gotta say. It's just figure it out. It's on me.
You're one of the bigger guys in the 250 class. So do you think it's even possible for you to take a whole shot against these smaller guys?
I think it's possible, yes. I think against the factory guys, it's going to be difficult. You know, guys like Pro Circuit or Star or whoever. But I think if I could just manage to stay in it long enough down the straightaway, bang some elbows and, you know, get a top five start, I think that's a whole shot to me. So I've definitely lost a lot of weight coming into this offseason. It's the lightest I've been since I was probably 17. So I wouldn't say it's too much weight this year. It's just more getting things dialed.
How much of the main event was about survival? Were you actually able to race for track?
I was for the most part. I'd say about 90% of the race, I was racing the track. Once we kind of ran the lappers, it was pretty hard. I was dodging a lot of guys, and so were other guys. I can't say it was just me, but it was definitely difficult those last three laps once we hit the lappers.
Last one, are you truthfully leaving here happy? Where is your head at?
I mean, I'm happy where the speed's at. I'm happy I was actually able to start in the back a little bit. I hate starting in the back, but for me to start, I think it was 11th, they said, and to make my way all the way up to third, even though I got fourth then, just shows I have the speed to run up there. So I think if I get a better start and just take the pods with it in the next week, I'd say I'm happy with it. Yeah, long story short, I'm happy.
Julian Bomer, Seattle. Positive night for you, good speed. I'm sure you maybe would have liked a better result, but still, an okay night?
Yeah, for sure. I struggled a lot in practice this morning. I don't know, I just struggled at the track, trying to adapt to the ruts. And then the heat race was pretty good. And then the main, I definitely picked it back up in the beginning. And then I just lost my flow in the middle. Started making some mistakes. And then I think with 3 minutes left, I got my flow back and started to ride more like I do at the practice track. So just trying to learn to keep a whole race together and figure out a whole 15 plus one race without all the mistakes and all the little things that come with it. So, I think getting better each weekend.
Starting up front, did it feel foreign to you? Did it feel comfortable? Where were you at with that?
Yeah, for sure. I think starting up front's been new. I never really had good starts as an amateur. And obviously under the pros, it's a lot different. So my starts were good tonight, back to what they were at Anaheim. So better starts tonight and better breathing, I think. My breathing was a little bit better tonight than it was in Anaheim. Just flat spot in the middle.
How does that work, like better breathing? Are you thinking about that? Are you trying to like take note of that as you're riding?
Yeah, I think I struggled a lot at Anaheim with holding my breath when I got in the front. And so we focused a lot on focusing on breathing, taking the breaths in the right spot on the track. And we set points on the track of like, okay, you need to take a deep breath here, here, and here. So focusing on that and focusing on trying to not override the track, especially the way the track was tonight. It was a brutal track, so you really had to make sure you were calm and relaxed.
Yeah, you mentioned losing your flow in the middle of a race. I guess on a track like this, once you lose it, it's really hard to pick it back up and get momentum going.
Yeah, for sure. I think when you lose a flow on a track like this, it's really hard to get back because then you lose the flow and you try to override. You try to push the track to a limit that it won't go. And that's what I did. I lost my flow, and then I tried to push it a little too much and started making a lot of mistakes. And then my mechanic put calm on the pit board, and I just tried to focus on going back to rolling, just trying to open the track up a little bit more. So I think that helped me a lot in the last couple laps of the race.
And last one, over halfway through your rookie season, are you where you expected to be, maybe further along, further behind?
Yeah, I'd say I'm where I expected to be. Obviously, I came into the season knowing I had the speed to be on the podium. But being a rookie, there's ups and downs that come with it. And you can't get too high with the highs and too low with the lows. So I think just staying medium and staying right there, taking positive from each weekend, forgetting about the negatives, and improving each weekend has been a big thing.
Yeah, Phil Nicoletti, Seattle. Positive, good starts all night. Negative, not the result or riding I would imagine that you want.
Yeah, I rode like a bitch all night. I honestly, someone engaged pussy mode on me, and I rode terrible all night. So I was locked in for both heat race start, main event start, and then I don't know, I just crumbled with the track. I couldn't lock in. I couldn't hit the rhythms. I was basically rolling through the fucking whoops like I was trail riding. So, probably my worst race ever to date in 18 years. So, yeah, thanks Seattle. So kind of a bummer.
Were you kind of like off from the moment practice started? Like, did you know immediately it wasn't going to be a good day?
I know. I felt okay in practice. Like, I was kind of hitting my marks and this and that. And obviously, my times in practice weren't bad, but they were because B practice is faster. So I kind of got bumped back from what I should have been. But, yeah, overall, I mean, I had an okay break, you know, enjoyed myself, did some good riding, and I come here and I suck balls, so here we are.
How did you, like, get yourself out of a mental hole between the heat and the main event? Because I would imagine you sat there stewing a little bit.
I did. I came back and I lost my shit on myself, nothing else, you know what I mean? Like I said, I just rode so bad, and I went out, got a good start for the main, was in good position, was in third, went back to fourth, fifth, sixth, kind of battling, and then I mentally grenaded. So here we are, P, I don't even know what the fuck I got, so that's it. Honest St. Louis.
Positive, if you want to find one, is that there wasn't actually a problem, so like technically this should just be put.
That's the fucking problem. There was no actual fucking problem.
Is that not a good thing, though, because you can head to St. Louis and be like, this shouldn't happen again?
I hope so, or else you won't see me in Nashville, so...